Well, Meg, it's really great to meet you after reading all the stuff and everything you've done and everything you've been through.
It's wonderful to meet you. And Julie, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure. And even more of a pleasure now that I can see you. And that's fantastic. So how long is it since this happened?
Oh, well, so that was I was 19. I'm 24 now. So it feels like a lifetime ago.
Yes, of course. It must be a fantastic feeling that the charity's going on and
it's absolutely amazing. I mean, because it started out, we always had the intentions that it would be something a bit bigger than just me and we'd try and help people. And now we're supporting over 400 patients and families and doing such a lot, and it's really wonderful. I mean, it's tiring for everyone involved, but there's just so much passion there, I think, because a lot of the people involved in the charity had contact with me or with other friends and family who have suffered from brain tumours. Yes. So everyone's just really keen to make a change and to help. So, you know, it's wonderful.
And are you meeting these people? Do you meet many of them?
Meet quite a few at events and things because I try and go along to a lot of the fundraising events.
Yes.
And often they'll come along and say hi, which is really wonderful.
Yeah. How fulfilling that is.
It is.
Is it a full-time job?
Not for me, but...
Did you go back to college?
Yes, no, I did go on to university.
Yes.
And then had my surgery. I missed my last exams, actually.
Right.
And then started my master's just a few months after my surgery, so...
Fantastic.
But now I'm very heavily involved in Brains Trust, sort of part-time.
Yes.
But maybe one day I'll go on in a more full-time capacity, but...
Yes. How fantastic. Well, you'd never know you'd ever had anything wrong with you.
It's really scary. I mean, I'm lucky because I had the seizure, but I think that's the terrifying thing with brain cancer, is often there's no symptoms.
Right.
And you just don't know. And I think I really loved about your portrayal of Momolum was the way you showed how it affects everything, like character and... I mean, all cancer is devastating, but the way that brain cancer just...
Yeah.
It just affects everything and it's...
Yes,
just
no, exactly.
It's the
centre, isn't it?
Oh,
of
absolutely.
Your being.
And the other really awful thing that we're also trying to change is the way people don't really want to talk about it.
Yes.
And I'm not sure what that is. Maybe it's because it's in the brain. People get too terrified. I'm not sure, but...
Yes, people... Yes. They don't like to talk about things like that. That's interesting, isn't it, why that is? Anyway, that's brilliant.